Yes, good morning. It's your full English Brexit here on KX 93.5. Now that Britain's out of the European Union, none of us really know what to do. Me and Martin and Daniel Barnes here on the radio.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to open up with "It's the end of the world as we knew it."
Oh, that would have been good, yeah. Now, that was Radio Free Europe, REM. I'm trying to dredge out as many European-themed songs as I can today. So, Martin, what do you think, mate?
Honestly, let me move this screen so I can see you, actually, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
I said this here last night briefly. I think I'm in absolute shock that decision could be made. For me, that is probably the most historic event the world can probably see in the last, since the Second World War. I think even more so than...
It is massive, yeah.
Even more so, and the Americans are going to shoot me down on this one, but even more so than the death of, or the assassination of Kennedy. Because the effect that it, and we're just saying this to Jim outside, the effect that this has got, this is going to have on the world in the years to come is immense.
He made a good point to him just now that I overheard you saying about American... Well, just say it again. It was about America and the, you know, the...
Well, the instability in Europe. I mean, people don't think it's a big issue of America, Great Britain pulling out, or United Kingdom pulling out of Europe. It's not just a matter of the dollar getting a little bit stronger, the pound getting a little bit weaker. It's the long-term instability. That part of the world, Europe, has an effect on the entire world. It's brought the world to war probably five times, or certainly this country, America, to war in the last 100 years. You've got the World War One, you've got World War Two. Since then, essentially, Korea and Vietnam span out of that period because of America's fear of communism.
Yeah.
You've got the Balkans.
Well, then, you know, of course, who's strengthened by this? Russia is strengthened by this. You mentioned communism.
Totally.
You know, so it's really a huge... And we will make fun of it over the next hour.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a continuation of their show, but we're shocked out here. And this is not, I should say, a British show. I know we call it Full English Breakfast, and we're clearly Brits, but it's not a British show. We live in Laguna Beach, California.
Since 1932, sorry. But I left in Laguna.
1932, did he say?
Showing your age. I know, I look good for that. You know, I've not lived in England for 32 years. But I still obviously have an affectionate feeling for the country and the politics.
Right. And additionally, you have a view of England from living other places as well. You also lived in Israel, right?
Yeah,
right.
Our perspective living here in California, you do too have a say in this, just that our perspective is different. We don't live there. We don't really... we're not buying fish and chips every day. We're not on the ground. But we have an opinion, and I tell you what, this is an absolute disaster. Watching it from... my bed the other night was just complete. It's unbelievable. We'll talk about why, I suppose, over the next few minutes and over this next hour, and we'll try and tell a few jokes.
Right.
I wouldn't like to buy fish and chips every day.
I do have a good joke. I mean, if the worst comes to the worst, I have got a great joke for us.
Do you?
It's a funny one. It was told to me by a man who represents the joke, who's elderly.
Yeah.
And it was a classic. I stood down, I went, that's brilliant.
Are you going to just keep it in your back pocket?
Because I've got it right here. Look, it's throbbing.
This show could easily go downhill if we just ran on about politics for the next month.
I can stretch this one into about 10 minutes.
Can you?
Or I can do it in one.
And it'll keep people interested in the show as well. You know?
Right.
Teaser.
So keep it here. Wait for the joke of the day.
Right.
That's putting a lot of
pressure. And the winning lottery numbers I've also got. So I'll give them out at 9:59.
It's your full English Brexit on KX 93.5.
On KX 93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
Bye.
Yes, it's your full English Brexit on KX 93.5. As I say, our perspective is not British because we don't live in Britain. I haven't lived there for a long, long time, and neither have you guys. But we are clearly British. You can hear that by the sound of my tonsils yak-clackering.
I get
clackering.
It. Everywhere I go, somebody goes, there's something a little different about you. I'm like, I was dressed in black. They're like, no, it's not the clothes. No, it's just something.
Yeah. It does go to prove one thing, this whole thing.
It's when you speak. Speak again. Say what did you say? Speak again.
Say orange.
Oh,
banana. Oh, no.
What, mate?
Just because you've got an English accent doesn't mean you're intelligent.
No, but it does mean if you put yourself in the right places and get a nice shirt and, you know, smile a lot, you stand a chance of being fair game.
A little edge, just for a moment. While they hear the answer, until they start to actually hear the words you're saying, and then they realise you're an idiot.
But sometimes it takes a little bit longer to hear the words.
You know what?
They're stunned by the accent.
It's a foot in the door. That's all it is. It doesn't get you to the table, to the grown-ups table, but it's a foot in the door. It's a nice thing, really. Mm-hmm. But the American people are a little more sophisticated than they used to be.
Does it excuse you paying the cover charge at a venue when a band's playing?
Correct.
Even if you're British and the band's British, if you really are truly British and the band is British, you should be paying the cover charge because those guys need to get home and eat.
They've got to go home. Yeah, well, where's home now, though? Now that we're out of Europe.
Where is home?
It's a big, complicated thing. And really, you know, like Jim was saying before on his show, Laguna Roundtable, he would go, said stuff like, how does this affect us? You know, what difference does it make? You know, well, okay, fine, that's fine. You can think of it on a sort of small-minded, personal kind of way, or you can be a bit more worldly and think of how it's going to affect the world over time, which, Martin, you smartly did just before. But I'll tell you how it affects me. It affects me because I owed money. I owed money in Britain.
All right.
I owed Barclays Bank some, well, you know, my wife actually ran up an overdraft when she was younger. And when we got married, I took, obviously helped, you know, took on half the debt.
I understand.
What you do when you get married. So she's owed Barclays Bank some money for some time, and we've been chipping away at it, a very small amount of money every month, but just enough to keep the bank from getting upset and, you know, suing us or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever. So we chip away. Well, now, of course, the pound has fallen exponentially over the last few days. And what is it, 15 points or something?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's about 9%. It's down to 137.
Right.
Where it was
50-something, yeah. It's been higher than that as well over the last few months. But so we felt like, I just looked at it and went, you know what, we've just saved 10% on this loan, or 15%.
Right.
I'm going to pay the bloody bank. So we sent them a cheque, and that was it. Yesterday, the day before, Zoom. I wish I could have sat with the bank manager. That's my only regret, is I couldn't sit opposite the bank manager, who may have voted to get out of Europe, and gone, here's your money.
It wasn't an electronic transfer?
It wasn't electronic
transfer. And there was nowhere to write a smarmy note?
No, there wasn't. They don't give you a little thing to write a note saying,
so, let me just get this right.
It, Britain.
Are you happy or are you mad about it? Are you mad that they've left Europe and you've paid this debt off?
Well, I'm not as mad as I used to be.
I kind of got confused.
When it first happened.
Right.
This is why we're different. We're different from somebody who lives in Britain. Because at first, I was like a British person, simple British person, who has just had Europe taken away from under his feet and all that. And I have some understanding of what that means.
Right.
I didn't have a gut feeling like, oh, bloody Europeans and all these Polish people in hospitals. Because I'm not there. I don't have a Polish people in
hospitals.
That's
that accent I was talking about that will get you into some fancy parties in LA.
Aye.
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 Like Sean Benn.
Aye. Totally.
Lord of Rings and all that.
Aye, that's right. Frodo. Hey. Frodo.
I was in what's-it-name with Bond, Goldfinger. Go on, tell me about your Europe.
So we're in Europe, and I'm very much a simple European sort of... I mean, I would have voted to remain, and I didn't get what I wanted, so I was upset. And I posted something on Facebook, and now I'm paying the price.
Right.
So that's how I felt about it. But in all honesty, so I've got that going on. On the other hand, as an American citizen, I'm like, this is great. I'm going to pay my bills.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the flights are any cheaper.
Bada boom, no, bada bing.
The flights are not going to be any cheaper. And it's not. I mean, that's just one small, tiny thing. Britain has just lost out on about £500 that I just, you know, that they're not going to get now from me. It's nothing. But the bigger picture is enormous, huge deal, this.
If you think about the million Jason Feddies around the world that are paying off their bank account.
So it'd be £500 million. Not still, actually lose that. That's what they were saying before. the Brexit campaigns were saying that Britain hemorrhages £350 million
a day.
Day.
Which was a big lie.
Well, let's huge say it's... even if it's £100 million.
It's a huge lie.
All right, well, let's say it's £20 million.
No, because the manner that comes back in...
Well, that's what I was about to say.
It's...
You precluded me, Martin.
I didn't preclude you.
No, you didn't. You preempted me.
Preempted you.
Yeah, you didn't preclude me because I'm still speaking.
You're still in the room.
Yeah, if you precluded me, I wouldn't be speaking.
So this decision now, what does it do for the royal family?
Oh, well, they're all going to be strung up.
Well,
they're going to be dragged out into the street and
right.
That's another historic thing again, because if you think about it now, this can essentially lead to the devolution of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, not the devolution, but they'll go out.
So the secession of Scotland, which for hundreds, if not probably 1,500 years, they've been trying to do it themselves through all sorts of different means,
yeah.
And they've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's going to happen in Ireland because the whole peace treaty there was based on the assumption of open borders.
They got bombs
in London with the IRA again.
Well, I don't know about that. That's probably far-fetched, but you're right that it is an issue and that Sinn Féin will be upset about this because that Anglo-Irish agreement and the treaties thereafter were based on open borders so that the Irish could feel that they were able to travel to Britain and to the south of their Ireland.
It's a breakup potentially. I don't intend to sort of get involved in hyperbole here, but it's the intention. It's the potential of the breakup of the United Kingdom,
right?
You know, and that relates back to what you're saying with the royal family.
You know, Scotland's very powerful. Scotland's got plenty of money. Scotland's got a good sense of itself.
Right.
When you go to Scotland, it's very European in lots of ways. Can't really tell you exactly what that means, but it does. There's lots of European money there. They're very organised. They're very sort of... It's like Belgium or somewhere. It's really changed Scotland.
Very thrifty, yeah. The Scots.
They should have used...
Thrifty,
I mean,
yeah.
Originally...
Like the Jews, same sort of thing, yeah.
I just say that, you know, for 1,500 years, they've been trying to break away and they've tried all kinds of...
Breakaway, they should have just used fashion.
They should have stuck with fashion. That would have kept us away.
What do you mean?
You know, just had a very strong Scottish fashion and a very strong British fashion. I mean, it's the kilt. You'll never get an Englishman to wear a kilt.
No.
Not unless he's completely plastered at a party and he's going to get some. And then he goes all the way.
Or he's a member of the LGBTQ community.
Right. Which is, I don't know what it means, but it sounds really good.
It's the Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach Transgender and Queer.
I don't know. Hey, let's play a record. I'm going to play a record by Joni Mitchell. It's called In France, They Kiss on Main Street, after this message from our sponsors.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Circumstance, and we were rolling, rolling, rock and rolling. Downtown, the dance halls and cafes feel so wild you could break somebody's heart just doing the latest dance craze. Gail and Louise in those push-up brassiers. Kissing in cars, kissing in cafes. And they were walking down Main Street, kisses like bright flags hung on holidays. In France they kiss on Main Street, amour, mama, not cheap display. And we were rolling, rolling, rocking.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that record. 1975, Hissing of Summer Lawns. Joni Mitchell, and in France, they kiss on Main Street, such a stylized fantasy American view of what Europe is really like.
That's
but what
funny.
Europe is really like is actually, it's interesting because, you know, what's it really like for people on the ground at this point? So a couple of sort of personal examples. I have a friend who's got a kid in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fling with an Italian girl. They almost got married. Didn't happen, but they had a child. Happens all the time, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
Borders, yeah, Daniel knows. So borders were open in Europe, and they were free to move around. No big deals.
Apparently, it's not the only thing.
The taxpayers, they've got. What did you say? It's not the only thing that was open in Europe. So they're taxpayers. There's no shenanigans going on here. It's not sort of American mentality. Might think, oh well, they crossed the border to do it. They should have thought better. Blah blah blah. It's nothing like that. It was the borders are open in Europe. People can do what they want. These people are taxpayers. They're not. It's not a welfare mother having eight babies. She had a child. She wanted the kid. She had the kid. She supports the kid. Now, my friend, what's he going to do? How's he going to visit his kid in
Italy? The same way he visited before, but it's going to be a little bit harder.
It's going to be complicated.
He's got to go through passports.
Right. And what's the kid's passport? What does that have an effect for that?
He'll have dual passports.
Right, but these are small things, but they are they're consequential for the people that are going to suffer them because of this stupid vote.
Look at the funding in Europe of universities. Education,
oh my God.
Research.
Well, that's the thing. That's what
everything.
You're talking about. That 350 million. Let's say that it's even true, right? Let's just because we don't know the figures, but we suspect that what the Brexit people were saying that £350 million a day was going out to Europe. It's BS. But let's say it was true.
But look at the other way. You can guarantee there is not one university in England that does not get funding at some level.
Just one example
from the EU.
One example, and I'll tell you something else. What about all the? They don't call it that there, but the national park projects that go on in Britain.
Entire
mountains, which would have had housing estates on them, don't have housing estates on them right now in Britain because the European Union says, this is a pretty mountain, let's keep it. Now, the Tory government, the Conservative government that's running Britain at the moment, you think they give a rat's you-know-what? I mean, do you think that money's going to go back to the working people of Britain were angry? They're angry in the way Trump supporters are angry today, right? So they're angry, they're worried about immigration, they're worried about where the next job's coming from, you know. They're concerned about the economy, they're generally freaked out, and that's your angry voter. That's what people are saying here, isn't it? People are angry, that's why they vote for Bernie, that's why they vote for Trump, because they're angry. Well, those people... Well, do they think that the money's going to come back in their pockets now that Britain's out of Europe? Of course it's not.
They'd be better off dealing with their anger before they start looking at, like, global money.
I'm with you on that one.
You know what?
Well,
sit down and take a look at yourself. Squawking about all these things, getting upset, driving too fast, obsessed, anxious, angry. Sit down.
That's
chill out.
That's great thinking, Dan.
I know it's not going to solve a lot of problems, but
you should do a show on this radio station. You should do, like, a meditation show, I think.
I probably would, but the problem is I'd take a gong to somebody. I would listen.
British meditation where you just yell at people. Grow up.
Right.
Pull your socks up.
And I mean, I'm the first one who's got to do it. Before I go pointing the finger, I've got a lot of growing up to do as well in the way I look at things.
Nah, you've spoiled it now.
I
should never say that.
No, I'm lying now.
I was Mr. Angry this morning. I have to open up.
It wasn't one of those coffee shops.
It was a coffee shop.
Let Martin share with the group.
It was at a coffee shop.
Go on, Martin.
So I go in, I get my cup of coffee, I come out. Some idiot's parked his car.
Right.
So close to mine that I can't get in it. Okay, I'm a little bit large, fair enough. I'm not the thinnest of people, but you should at least be able to let someone, give somebody room. Anyway, kid came out. I wiped the floor with him.
Oh, dear. Well, thanks for sharing, Martin. That's really nice of you.
So, hold on a minute. What happened? Did you get into, like, a physical thing with him?
No, I was ready to. But then he got in his car very slowly and pulled out very, very, very slowly.
You had a head-to-head.
Wound down the window and said, have a nice day. I told him to.
Would you use some of your old rugby skill on him?
I would have.
I want to, like, to get a mid-tackle off you, Martin. No way.
It's two dogs spoiling for a fight.
Isn't it?
At the coffee shop in the morning.
In fact,
not quite awake. See, that, not all your brain wasn't awake.
No, I've been awake since five o'clock this morning. Oh, I was then totally
I'm trying to make an excuse for you.
I don't need an excuse. the kid was a self-righteous idiot who wasn't thinking about anybody else apart from himself.
Oh, you're so glad I wasn't there, because that's my new thing. Since I've become a parent, I just scream at people and smack their windows and throw coffee at them and ring the cops.
Generally behave like a child.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Was ist los mit dir, mein Schatz? Aha. Geht es immer nur bergab? Aha. Geht nur das, was du verstehst? Aha. This is what you got to know. Love you though it didn't show. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. 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 Da, da, da. 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 Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. So, so, du denkst, es ist zu spät, aha. Und du meinst, dass nichts mehr geht, aha. Und die Sonne wandert schnell, aha. After all is said and done, it was right for you to run. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst dich nicht. Da, da, da. 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 Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Da, da, da. Ich lieb dich nicht.
Da, da, da. Yes, yes, yes. That's the German band Trio. 1982. Da, 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 da. Ich lieb dich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht. I don't love you. I don't love you. Sorry, go ahead.
Why they called Trio? There was only two of them.
Is that right? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you know what they remind me of?
What?
The Art of Noise.
Right, that sort of thing, yeah.
Dum, dum.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Terrible video. Do you ever see the video of that
song?
Yeah,
it scared me. It reminded me of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Do you know what? I'm going to look for that. I'm going to look for that. Maybe play it next up.
Don't ever show that movie to someone who's 12 years old.
Well, you know what it is? It's a synthesizer band smashing up instruments, isn't it?
Right, but it's the chainsaw thing that's scary.
Yeah, it's a young girl.
Right.
With a chainsaw, which is a very strange thing.
Very.
To see. So, what
you
else
got going on there?
I'm just looking for the Art of Noise.
Oh, there we go.
The whole thing with Europe. I mean,
go on, Mark.
I mean, I know it sounds a little bit silly, but Eurovision Song Contest, and I know that's not just Europe.
No, it's not just,
just Europe.
Yeah, but what is Europe? What is Europe?
The Australians. Right.
They're a band that had a number one single called The Final Countdown.
To quote Shakespeare, what is Europe?
To quote Shakespeare.
Quote Shakespeare, what? To paraphrase.
You could quote Shakespeare all day. You do him every summer.
What is...
What do you mean he does him every summer?
He says, what is honour?
I mean, he does him every summer in the park.
I do Shakespeare.
In the park?
Yeah.
With his wife?
Yeah.
And what's his name? John...
We're very liberal.
Gardner.
We're very liberal.
He's a poet.
Hey, if you're listening in Britain...
Right.
And you're having a tough time...
Move.
With the this is what I'm saying to you. At the end of the day, we are not a Brit... This is not a British... or English radio show. We just happen to be people who were born and raised in Britain.
It's in California.
Well, I just want to mention that it's going to be about 86 degrees here today.
No, I think you're wrong. I think it's about 90.
And that's by the beach. It's not 5 miles inland. Inland, it's about 100.
The beach is what? A spit away from where we're sat?
The dollar's strong. Gas is about $2.50 a gallon. What else can I tell you?
Oh, they've got tacos on for $5 a pop down the street at the hotel we don't mention.
Girls are very beautiful here.
Aren't
very lovely here.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, lovely.
And don't wear anything.
And quite stupid as well. Yeah. Wonderful they are.
They love that English accent.
Festivals are opening
Laguna Beach. Yeah.
Free transport.
You know, the traffic's bad, but you know what? None of us really work.
Yeah, but they're
anyway,
all Ferraris so and Bentleys, so you can just look at them.
We've got nowhere to go, so it's okay.
It's true. Drinks are poured very freely.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You're wrong. We do have things.
Marijuana's legal and purchasable from stores.
Your friends are all billionaires.
So, you know what? You want to exit Europe? That's fine by me. You do what you want.
Good luck.
And we don't usually gloat, do we? That's one of the rules. You know, we don't have many rules on Full English Breakfast, but one of the kind of unspoken and sometimes actually alluded to rules is that we don't make fun. We don't gloat over Britain.
If we want, we can always go somewhere to get a full English breakfast as well.
Right.
Can I tell you something?
We've got the best of everything.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a fantastic full English breakfast in Santa Ana.
At the Ship Inn?
Yeah, really good.
I was going to say, we don't usually have time to gloat. We're usually too sunburned.
That's true, yeah. I'm usually putting aloe vera on my face.
Hello!
She's a lovely girl.
I'm trying to decide whether to go to the pool or go to the sea.
Right.
I don't know which one.
Right. I think we have to turn down the heating on our pool because it's getting so
warm.
Too
hot.
Yeah.
I've just thrown some ice in there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Anyway, there you go, Britain.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's tough.
We miss fish and chips, but that just makes us cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really miss? That Hovis commercial. You know the kid going up the street?
Do you want to do it? You do the thing and I'll do the music. We'll do the music.
Joe. Chan was it when I were a lad and I'd been working like 12-hour days and there were notes that got me through night like a slice of stale bread with no butter.
It was the one Hovis. I remember is the one that where he goes, it were a bloody long way up that hill.
Yeah. It were a right
long
kid.
Way up that hill. But when we got home, we had a nice piece of
bread.
About fire with no coal.
I mean,
not steak or fish.
Bread.
We had a piece of bread.
That it was
great.
You remember Wally Batty off Last of the Summer Wine?
Yes.
Oh, she's been at it again. You can have her. She's driving me up wall.
That's wonderful, isn't it? The language is great. Anyway, it'll stay great now because people aren't going to be able to get into Europe, into Britain, in order to... You know, that's how languages and dialects change. Other people come and they speak a different way and people pick up on those accents. That's... You know, we've come here and we're not very... When we get together on a Sunday, we're very British.
Why, I've got another question. Why aren't we voiceovers? We could sell ourselves to Hollywood, all three of us.
Why? What for?
Voices. We could be like some animated dinosaurs.
In a world.
In a world where they were not bred.
We could do voiceovers on porno shows.
Exactly.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Hello, love.
Hello,
love. Aunt Pizza Delivery
doing?
Boy.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a big one for you.
It's Full English Breakfast.
Live.
Extra sausage for me, mate.
Lovely.
I will sit the comfy bowl two square on your body. Then I'll begin.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hair dryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
называешь меня говнюком. Да я все время бухой. И твою жопу при людях хватаю своей волосатой рукой. Там мои ноги, вонючие палки, на которых все в дырках носки. А эти две кучи из пыли и грязи — это мои башмаки. Я дикий мужчина, ты права, я дикий мужчина, ты права, я дикий мужчина, яйца, табак, перегары, щетина. Да, ты права, я дикий мужчина. Ты права, я дикий мужчина. Ты права, я дикий мужчина. Яйца, табак, перегары, щетина.
Yes, Leningrad there. That's in Russia, which isn't in Europe, but, you know, what is in Europe anymore? That's what I want to know.
England isn't.
Britain, England isn't, no.
Sheffield Scotland is no longer in Europe.
No, that's right. What are you going to do?
What I always do, mate, I sit down, I mill over things for a couple of days, I get really depressed,
yeah.
I eat too much, and then I hike up nice place.
And watch sunset over.
I take my Nikes to the problem.
Aye, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go for a nice walk.
Go make someone happy. To get over this whole European thing, I don't know, I'm just going to go about business and make people happy.
There you go.
Is that your calling in your life?
Think so, yeah. It's working out.
This idea of you doing a meditation thing is one thing, but I think it'd be funnier if Martin did it.
We
had Martin's morning miserable you have to do, like, it's got to be alliterative. So
it'd be my toughest patient.
Martin,
we've come a long way though.
Yeah, we have.
See, happiness did that,
haven't we? How long have we been doing this show?
God, three years.
3 years, yeah.
It's
time for a change, isn't it?
It's always time for a change, baby.
Time to get paid, I think. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, what about all those little gifts that we keep getting from our sponsors and underwriters?
Oh, that's many
true.
A gift.
That's true.
Many a gift.
Can't complain.
That new Mazda. That's
well,
a nice little...
First-class tickets with British Airways from them this
we're going to have to talk to them, though, because they're sending the wrong gifts to the people. I keep getting the cars and I can't drive. You keep getting the air travel and you can't travel.
Why can't I travel?
Well, you're just busy at the moment.
So I'll keep a ticket for later on.
All right.
He keeps getting haircuts and there's absolutely no use to him whatsoever.
That's why I get the other gifts, because the haircuts don't do
just
anything.
Don't work.
Have you been spray tanned yet down at the British salon?
I think they
used to, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of going and getting an actual like a tanning salon thing. You know,
we should do that.
You should get your beard squared up.
I'm going to go
proper.
You know, we've got one of our sponsors is the barbershop across the street from here.
Oh, Dan's what's his place. Name?
Really? Is it Dan or Brad or something?
Brad.
He's
got the tattoos.
He's really good. I've been there a few times.
People say they're great. They're one of the sponsors of the radio station, which is why we can mention them.
Actually, that whole area just over there has turned into a little bit of a scene in the last... It wasn't moving for a while, and I was worried for him because, you know, when you open up a business and the ones next to you are kind of dead and... It's hard to make a go.
Yeah, good having a barbershop right next to, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond.
A dog grooming.
Right. Store. But works out for him because it's kind of seen-y now because the barber's all tattered up.
Right.
And now we have, I can mention it, a tattoo shop across the street.
He's a cool dude though. He was in here the other day. Very nice guy. And they give you a free beer when you go in if that's what you want. And
right.
And you can watch surfing videos and what.
And he knows a lot about music. He's very cool.
Beer, tequila, whatever you want over there, honestly.
Really, he's a manly man.
They do a full shave as well, if you like that.
Right.
Which is good. They do the full-on face.
I should say, though, you could also go, any man could go to the British Hair Company.
Right.
We shouldn't forget them.
We didn't, because they keep giving me those beautiful gifts.
Right, they're wonderful.
Yeah, and don't forget, they're a salon as well. Yeah. They do everything, beauty treatment, and they give you free coffee and chocolate.
Right, that's much more up my street,
chocolate.
I like the coffee and the chocolate and Oh, yes.
And that environment, that whole kind of, it's very, very modern, very, what's the word I'm looking for?
I've no idea.
Avant-garde.
Oh.
A little bit, maybe.
Avant-garde, that's French, isn't it?
Thoughtful spaces.
It's French for BS.
It looks like a tube stop, and I've waited quite often there for a tube, but nothing's ever come.
It does. It's like a nice tube station in the west side of London.
Yeah. They've got to use the tube for people. They use the tube sign, the underground logos.
Good branding.
All right, here's some French, it's French language, but it's a Belgian band.
Ooh. Oui, oui.
Yeah, here we go.
Bam, bam, on s'asplace, j'y sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant, prends mon whisky quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Coupé de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. De s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
La plan pour moi. As I say, it's French, not really French.
La plan pour ça.
It's Flemish.
Je serai quand il m'a rendu.
It's not really French. It's a bit of a sort of weird. It's like a kid's song, really. It's a plan pour moi. That's all right for me, or something. It means.
No, it means my plank for you.
Playground
my
anthem.
For you. I'm sorry.
It's a playground anthem.
It certainly is. What's going to happen with the Eurovision Song Contest? It's Europe, but it's funny thing you should say. It's not just European countries because. You know, the lines keep getting blurred and moved around, and if Britain's no longer in Europe, then the line now moves again, you know.
But it upsets people, so then they'll think, well, okay, you don't want to be part of the European Union. Then,
right.
You know what? Don't sing
there
in
are
our
certain
contest.
Countries in Europe, aren't there, now saying, you know, if you're going to go, go.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you break up with a girlfriend, isn't it? She comes in, she says, it's not working for me, I don't think we're quite a fit, and you go, you know what, get your S and get the out of here.
See and your CDs.
Yeah. No, leave your CDs.
No, leave your CDs.
But do you know what? Leave everything and just get out of it. Right?
Yeah. Leave nice, the hair dryer.
Yeah, yeah, big men. You know, have you ever done that? No, I just burst into tears and recriminations and cry and plead and beg, do a lot of resentment. That's what I usually do.
Yeah, a big road trip usually.
Yeah, right, in my own head. The road trip of the mind.
I got a question for you. It's what? A bit late in the show, but it's here.
Well, that's not where, 9 o'clock.
Now, where did you go last night? Where did you
play last night? The Hotel Laguna.
Ah.
Some British people in there last night. It was dead good fun.
How Hotel are they? Laguna.
If you're British and you're sitting, let's say, in Milton Keynes right now, and perhaps it's cold and raining. I don't know. I haven't looked at the weather forecast today, but
it's a very modern city.
Let's say it's cold.
We do have a roundabout, so we're probably a little bit like Milton Keynes.
We have a roundabout. Milton Keynes has a famous roundabout with cows on it.
Yeah.
Plastic cows.
Patty Boulay lives there as well, I believe.
Patty Boulay?
Patty Boulay, I think, lives in Milton Keynes.
No.
She's their most notable resident, if I check it out.
Would you like to check it out while
I'm doing that right now.
I'm
calling my research specialist.
Yeah, I'll stall. Yeah. It's all right. So, let's say you're sitting there and you're a bit miserable and they just cut your welfare and now your pound's not worth anything and you're sort of regretting really going to the polling booth the other day.
And being alive.
You voted for Brexit.
You can't come here because you can't afford it now.
Right.
Ooh, Milton Keynes is looking like the American city in England. It's got the grid system.
That's what they said it was, yeah, originally. It was a new town, wasn't it? Anyway, it was beautiful last night at the Hotel Laguna. The waves have been mental.
Crazy.
Really I've seen them.
It washed away the beach. That was the only problem with that. The beach at Hotel Laguna is completely it's gone.
Oh, no.
It's just rocks there now, yeah? Because, it's just rocks. When somebody said to me the first time when I first moved here, and they said, oh, the beach is completely gone because the waves have been so big. I'm like, wow, what's there now? A vortex? You know what I mean? A black hole? What can be... The beach was just the beach, but beneath the sand, turns out, rocks. You found it, Daniel, or what?
Australia's
beneath. Turns out these people at Wikipedia have missed something.
No. Yeah. What's Australia, Martin?
It's beneath the beach.
What's beneath the beach?
Australia.
If you keep going.
If you keep going, yeah, you'll get
it. I don't know if that's true from here.
It depends which way you go.
Yeah,
you can tunnel on an ankle.
Yeah, there's not really anything that's come out of Milton Keynes that you'd be worth putting on a T-shirt. There's nothing T-shirt or bumper stick worthy.
No, never mind. Dan.
What about his teaser? He had a teaser at the beginning of the show.
Are you going to tell a joke?
Joke.
You? Yeah, you've got 3 minutes to tell this joke.
I can't do it. I don't think I'll be able. It might be a bit longer than that. No, it's not a filthy joke.
Well, tell it quickly.
Right. I can't remember it now.
Ah, that's a nightmare. Got any jokes?
Honestly, I totally forgot it. I know what we were talking about, but my brain. I'm in Milton Keynes. Go on, Martin, say something. I forgot it.
You forgot that. You made a big build-up about it
at
the beginning of the show.
You
could do it in a minute. You could do it in 20 minutes. Come on. You said you could.
Right. So, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me, he's a very wealthy guy, made a lot of money in the in business, okay? Uh-huh. And he was telling me years ago when he set up this family trust that he had to go and have this really intense medical, right? So, he went to see his family doctor and he sent him to the specialist and he had all these tests. He blood tests, urine tests, stool sample, everything you could think of, including, which he thought was quite unusual, a semen sample. So he had all these samples and everything. Mm. And he said, it was quite a long experience. You know, it was a long ordeal. It took about 6 hours. And I said, okay. He says, well, you know, the funny thing is, he said, we've just kind of reviewed all the things within the trust and everything, and I had to go for a medical again, and he's nearly 80 now. And I said, right. And he says, but he only took 5 minutes this time. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, what did they do? Pull up the previous results or is it technology? He said, no, I just handed them my underpants.
KX93.5. I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I love at school are already pushing prams. I
loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a new England. I'm just looking for another girl.
KX 93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. It's 9.55 here in the morning on a Sunday morning in Laguna Beach, California. Very beautiful day. It's your full English Brexit, we're calling it this week. I hope we haven't rattled on about Europe too much and we've had a bit of fun this today. So it's, I think it's been a pretty good balance, frankly.
Considering the heat in here, we did remarkably well. Are you getting hot, Martin?
No, I'm fine.
Wow, I can feel it. It's building up fast. Why is everybody looking at computers? There's
No, because I wanted to play you. I'll tell you what I wanted to
go
do.
Go on.
I do a segment, you may be aware of this, during the week here on KX 93.5. I do the breakfast show. Are you aware of this? Did you know that?
I listen to it every day. You never text me back.
You get up in the morning.
I don't. You know what? It's so hands-on and full-on in the morning that I forget to speak to you. And I do owe you a text, and I'll talk about it after. So, here's the thing. I do this thing, we have lots of spots, because it's a breakfast show. You have lots of things that are sort of recurring every week. Sorbet of the day, I do this thing where I do some sort of meditative thing. It's ridiculous.
Sorbet of the day?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Sorbet of the day.
It's a cleanser for your mental palate.
Go on.
And so I do stuff like, you know, I'll just read out some really bonkers quasi-zen thing. Load of rubbish. Funny, though. I usually find a funny one to do. I'm trying to think of a good one that I did last week. Oh, the recent one was that I'd seen a van, a truck outside of Ralph's, a supermarket, with a big sign on it that said, DiGiorno Pizza, it's not delivery. But they were...
DiGiorno?
They were delivering them.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing, it's supposed to make you go... Anyway, there's loads of these segments. Beat the Brit, play a game of Beat the Brit, where you beat me at American... history questions. Mm-hmm. We have Mr. and Mrs. with me and Ava.
Right, I've heard that.
We have Pickles on Point. Pickles on Point is where Mrs. Pickles discusses the issues of the day with me. She's my...
You present the daily issues to the dog.
Yeah, my little dog. She agrees with me because she's not capable of any kind of conscious discourse. So that's really good.
Sort of relationship.
It's
a totally suitable relationship for you, isn't it?
So we do a bunch of stuff like that, but I also have Wanker of the Week. Which,
wanker
I know you're looking
week.
At me like that, I know, but you can say that
week.
On American radio.
You know what?
You can say Wanker of the Week.
We've not had a Wanker of the Week. I'm making a little film for my buddy.
Are you? All right.
Yeah. You know him. You're going to call him next week. You're not going to forget him.
I'm not going to forget. It's Phil, right? Hello, Phil.
Phil calling from Def Leppard.
Hello, Phil from Def Leppard.
Don't forget.
We are going to talk. I'm right. I just keep forgetting.
He forgets everything.
So, Wanker of the Week. I don't usually do it. I don't do it every week because I can't think of somebody I really want to designate a wanker. Frankly, it's such a harsh thing to call somebody that it's not easy to find.
What, calling him a wanker?
I can find you one
just down there right now.
That's not.
I
just find it. I don't really want to. But this week, David Cameron,
Wanker?
major 100%
of the month,
200% of the millennium.
A so millennial wanker.
I really ranted about it. Unfortunately, our website's a bit down at the moment, so you can't find that podcast.
It's a bit down.
But if you keep checking it, you'll find it. Just go to kx935.com and click on Wanker of the Week. Plus, go to kx935.com if you're listening to this and you're not a member of the station, and become a member of the station. Please do that. It's very important to keep us alive. Now, Steve's not in today, so we're just ranting over the hour a little bit, aren't we? What is it? 9:59?
Well, no, you know what? We should just keep going.
No, I don't want to do that. I've got to go.
Let's go to... what are you doing today?
Yeah, some of us have got things to do, Jen.
Go on, what are you doing today?
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and have something to eat. Then I'm going to go up to Newport Beach, where it's Newport Dunes Party.
The party in the dunes?
Party. The party's on again.
Oh, in the dunes?
Newport Beach is having a party.
No way, man. That's rad.
Yep.
What are you going to be doing out there? Like, maybe barbecuing some stuff?
It's barbecue and beer festival, and it's all to raise money for the Special Olympics, which is coming soon.
Perfect.
And
so give generously, everybody.
And,
right.
And I'm going to go and I'm going to judge a Battle of the Bands competition, be part of a judging team.
Are you taking... any favourites, any tips? I mean, no, if this was the Grand National...
I'm going to tell you something, we did it yesterday. It's over 2 days, this thing, and yesterday's bands were astounding. Really great quality.
Are you taking bribes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just so everyone knows.
I may do a set myself, actually, because I may have to... I think one of the bands is about to drop out. So I've taken
Is it a band? Is it one of those inner political things that could use a band negotiator and liaison?
No, but you had to be a member of Europe in order to take part. And these guys are Brits, I think.
Do you know what? You should play that Europe song at the end.
Yeah. Just went.
You should play the final countdown. I used to love dancing. I used to listen to that when I went to roller disco.
Europe.
At the Dronfield Civic Centre, man. I was lethal down there.
No, we haven't got it.
The final countdown.
You know, I'm proud to say that we don't have Europe's The Final Countdown.
Or Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills.
No, we don't have
That's
that.
That's another appropriate one.
It's the end of the world.
The end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, but that's R.E.M. just cashing in on other people's misery. I'm tired of them.
I've got a better one for you. You're going to like this. Thanks again to the British Hair Company.
Thank you.
Yes, the British are coming, and they're down there on Pacific Coast Highway, just up from Ralph's. Shall I play their spot again?
They're just up from Ralph's.
They're just round the corner from your local Ralph's.
Oh, they are, aren't they? Okay, so let's do this. Here we go. British Air Company, then a little treat for you from Max Wall.
It's been
your full English breakfast. Full English Brexit, I should say, on KX935. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Jason.
Goodbye, Daniel.
Goodbye. I'm going to say something in English. Have it.
Have it.
Have it.
Out.
Let's do one.
Go on,
KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX935.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
There are jewels in the crown of England's glory.
England's glory.
And every jewel shines a thousand ways.
Frankie Howard and Noel Coward and Gardner Gnomes. Frankie Bourne and Kenneth Orr and Sherlock Holmes. Monty Pickles and Oaking Cole or in the pink or on the dole or Oliver Twist and Long John Silver, Captain Cook and Nellie Dean, Enid Blyton, Gilbert Hardy, Malcolm Sargent, Gray Young and Green,
Gray Young Green.
All the jewels in the crown. Ripper and Jack the Ripper and Upton Park.
Ryan Siller and Maxie Millifer, Julep Clark, Winkles, Woodbines, Walnut Whips, Dear Lynn and Stafford Grips, Lady Chatterley, Muffy the Mule, Winston Churchill, Robin Hood, Beatrix Potter, Baden Powell, Beecham's Powder, Yorkshire Pudd. With Billy Butler, Jane Austen, Ray Ennington, George Formby, Billy Fury, Little Chinch, Uncle Mac, Mr. Pastry and all. Uncle Mac, Mr. Pastry and all. Mortimer Wheeler, Christine Keeler and the Board of Trade,
England's Glory,
Henry Cooper, Wakey Wakey, England's Labour,
England's Glory,
Standard Vanguard, Spotted Dick, England's Glory.